When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And once again, we have a nicely filled-out studio here today. As always, Animal World's production engineer, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
We might as well bring everybody into the discussion right off the
bat.
We're
all here, after all.
We all are, and that would mean that Animal World call screener in her mood studio, Kathy Southwick, is here. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
And she looks particularly beautiful today because she's dressed in my favorite color, and she has a really cool scarf on. I don't know how to describe it. But
it's just squiggly, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, it is. And it's in all different colors of blue. It's quite lovely.
Wait, thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, and then... I can't quite segue and say, speaking of quite lovely, because that doesn't describe him, but our phenomenal bioenergetic synchronization technique practitioner, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, is in the house. Good morning, Dr. Nels.
I'm sure my mother thought I was lovely. Thank you.
Well, you're all kinds of things, but lovely is, great things, but lovely is not, I often say that you're one of my favorite people, and you have some of the cleanest energy.
I have lovely energy.
Yeah, you have lovely, clean, balanced energy. It's very nice. Probably because of all the energetic synchronization technique stuff that you
exactly.
do.
Exactly. You know, and on the point of that lovely energy, I have had women who have had had like a childhood of abuse who are afraid of men, in the same room with me, and the door is closed. And their biggest, highest compliment they ever paid me was, you walk around, you do your thing, and I feel like I'm just having a nap alone in my room. Like there's nobody here.
And you're really safe.
Huh? Yeah, they feel like there's just no intrusive energy at all.
That's really a very nice compliment. I would agree with that. Now, I'll tell you, though, we got spoiled the last couple weeks Sunday morning because it was a beautiful sunny fall days. But no longer the case. And I mentioned something to Mike when I saw him. I said, well... No sun and a sunny morning today. It's a drizzly fall morning, and he only had one thing to say. Do you remember what you said?
I don't.
Get used to it.
Oh, well.
That would be the weatherman.
That's my standard line for anything and everything is just get used to it. But, as dreary as it is out there, we had just a gorgeous week last week.
Oh, didn't
the
we?
The fall colors were out, and I run every day, so I'm always out and about. And it was overwhelming.
It was just beautiful.
It was a real zen kind of a thing, absorbing the color and the shapes and the leaves and all that sort of stuff. It was quite remarkable.
Yeah, and it's not that this is unusual, and it could be raining hard. It really is just kind of foggy and drizzly, and it wasn't pouring rain.
It's a typical lovely Seattle fall day.
Yeah.
But we still have color, because what's going to happen is everybody says, oh, it's the rainy season. To me, it's once fall passes, it becomes the gray season. We look out the window, and we don't see any color because all the leaves are gone, and we just, we just have to suck it up. Because we know spring's going
to
come.
It's time to huddle in and warm up.
Time to start anew. Close one out, start anew.
Yeah, and do all those things that you don't have time to do when you're outside when the weather's nice and it's light forever and all of that. And speaking of that, of course, now if I were in charge of the world, which I'm not, but I often imagine this and say, what I'm talking here, of course, I would not have us fall back. I'd have us stay in daylight savings time. But it seems to me that the start of our fall back for standard time is late this year, because it's apparently not happening until November. And usually happens in October, doesn't it?
It's usually the last Sunday in October. However, this year, I believe it's going to be on the first Sunday of November, which
that's
is November
what I've
1st.
Heard.
I'm not sure. I'll check on that to make sure.
I haven't checked it either, but I heard it was the first Sunday
of
November.
It's so dark in the morning now. It's just...
it's already dark on Sunday mornings. Yeah. I get up, you know, it's going to be even darker.
No, we'll get a little reprieve, because when we fall back, we'll get a little more out, a little more light in the early morning, a little earlier, because we're falling back. Remember, we're turning the clocks back.
Okay.
Then we lose the hour in the evening, so... Yeah, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, I guess, you know, there's, like I said, we're not in charge of the world, so we can't. But I would vote for just leaving it daylight savings time. I appreciate the extra light.
I could do either. Just let's just eliminate the switching. I think we could get used to either one. It's just a matter of getting used to it. But switching back and forth is actually, I've read some stuff that is, it's not good for you. It's not good for your internal clock, and it's really not good for your sleep cycle.
Yeah,
and sleep is a big deal, and people people abuse their sleep patterns. Not all of us, but some do.
Yeah. Well, and I'll tell you, speaking of, it's not good for us at the moment. Hopefully, it will get better. But you know, we've kind of had an ongoing conversation about the new toll HOV lanes on 405, because you know we drive that on Sunday mornings coming into the studio, and I have to say I hadn't driven them during the week. Until this last week, and going to do my private sessions and stuff, I was up and down 405 a lot, and I'll tell you what, it's not like it used to be. I mean, I'm having to adjust my estimated drive time.
Sure.
Because it's taking longer, and I'll tell you, all the things I mentioned last Sunday about, you know, coming down and what was confusing me by the signs and so they don't have the diamonds in the lane anymore, so you can't really tell, so you have to pay attention because you see a broken line and you think, oh, I can go over there. We can't. Well, let me tell you, I'm not the only one. And I came down, I don't know whether it was Monday, I don't know what it was, but coming down 405, and it was after rush hour. It was kind of late morning, you know, midday. And when I got off of 522 to southbound 405, I mean, it would have been, well, I had to chuckle at it because there weren't any problems because of it. But all of these people, and including one of those great big, huge trucks that has, you know, a big dump thing and then a long bar and another dump trailer, you know, some big, huge trucks, and then a lot of regular people, passenger cars. They all moved over into that lane, and then all of a sudden, you can hear a collective, oh, crap, I don't want to be here. And so all of them are moving back over the quadruple white line, what they're not supposed to do, to get the heck out of Dodge. And of course, I had to slow down because they were all moving into my lane. And it's everybody's confused, it would seem. And
everybody. Here's the dirty little secret.
Yeah.
Everybody ought to be driving in the HOV lanes regardless of the situation, because billing is so screwed up. And they haven't made a big deal about it, but billing is so screwed up that people are getting double and triple charged, so they're just waiving everything. Now, they may be fixing that, so going forward, you know, be careful. But ever since they've turned it on, it's just been, from what I understand, a mess, and they're not billing anybody.
Oh, well, so, isn't that, you heard it here on Animal World, folks.
Yeah. But again, going forward, they're going to figure this stuff out.
They'll figure it out before
driving behavior.
But I've asked people, and nobody seems to know the answer of it, because when you start up, you start at the end where it begins, there's like, it says, this exit 75 cents and this one 75. And I don't know, if you go the whole way, do you pay 75 cents three times?
No.
Or do you just play one 75
Just once. That's just what it costs you to get out at that particular point in time.
And then sometimes it's two cars that get to go free, and two passengers, sometimes it's three. But I heard this week somebody told me that said that the tolls got up as high as $7. I mean, that's getting pretty high.
It's very regressive.
And then one
necessary, but regressive.
And I avoided it completely. One day I did a long counseling session with a family and their dogs on Mercer Island. And so I finished up like between 5 and 6 o'clock. So I had to come, you know, I normally would go north on 405, but I fortunately turned on the traffic reports, and there was a major accident and I think fire of some kind in the HOV lanes, like up in the Bothell area, and it was a major parking lot. But I found out about it before, so I just got on I-90 and cruised out to Preston and then delightfully drove home in this beautiful fall weather through Carnation and Duval.
It was probably a gorgeous, wonderful drive, wasn't it?
It was lovely, because I'd rather drive than sit in the traffic. So that's my standard bailout now if I'm down in the South End in the late afternoon, to just go out I-90 and the back roads through Carnation and Duval. And I discovered something I didn't know. Now, I may be the only person on the planet that didn't know this, but I had a major, when I drove through, you know, the Carnation and Duval area, because, you know, it's Halloween time of year, it's October, and it's pumpkin time. And I'm used to driving through there in all these fields of pumpkins. Well, this year, all the pumpkins are white. I didn't know that there were white pumpkins. And apparently now I'm told, because I'm, did you know there are white pumpkins? And now I see they're now in the grocery stores. There's orange ones and white ones, and some are calling them snowball pumpkins or something. And I didn't know. So where did the white pumpkins come from? Does anybody know that?
No idea.
Mutated a gene or something.
But they're just.
They're probably GMOs, don't you think?
I would guess.
Well, ghost pumpkins or snowball pumpkins. Anyway, so now there's white pumpkins. Now, to me, being the traditionalist that I am, pumpkins are orange. I don't know about white pumpkins, but I could see where you could have both, and they could be your ghost pumpkins or something. But anyway, so I'm driving through going, what? And I thought, oh, maybe they had a huge freeze or something in it, and it took all the color away. So anyway, but... They're actually real pumpkins, and
they
now
really are.
Everybody's growing orange and white pumpkins. So anyway, now that we've solved all of that sort of stuff, and it looks like you were right, we should get used to it, because the weather reports I've seen seem to have kind of drizzly weather on and off pretty consistently going on. But at any rate, it is a bioenergetic synchronization technique day here. Dr. Nels Rasmussen in the house. We will have open phone lines throughout the show, with one kind of exception. Just like last week when Jude and Paul Ponton were in, I reserved time for Rick and Tycho the Basenji. That is such a critical case at this point. And last week we did it later in the show. This week we're going to start with Rick and Tycho. So when we get ready to start taking phone calls, which will be about 9:30 today, Rick and Tycho are going to be on the line with Dr. Nels, and we'll take as much time as we need to you know, do Dr. Nels' thing and get them stabilized. And I understand Dr. Nels has some special stuff planned he'd like to do with Rick and Tycho. So that's going to be kind of fun.
Right.
And you'll get to experience that neat kind of stuff. And then the rest of the show is for everybody else, and we'll have open phone lines and all that good stuff. We will also do, sometime during the show today when we have an open phone line or two, we will do our Designing Health Missing Link giveaway. And to qualify to win your choice of the Missing Link supplements for your animal friends, you need to be 18 years or older and can't have won a contest on this show or any other show on this station, KKNW, in the last 30 days. Then you'll be eligible to call in. And I have, to start off with, I do have an alert for you, but it's not a food recall or treat recall. Ah. So I'll leave you hanging on that for just a couple. And then an event happening today, and not much in the follow-up department, but I'll tell you what's going on Facebook, because, I've been a busy, busy bee. It's, you know, we are on Facebook these days, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. I want you to check us out and give us a like, and I'll even tell you that I know, because I know that even Dr. Nell's Healing Ministry was fooling around on the Animal World Facebook page
this week.
You were checking out some stuff.
Yep.
You saw some of the really cool things, too.
I did.
Yeah, did you see that little baby elephant in that gal's lap?
Oh, I missed the baby elephant. Sorry.
Oh, you didn't see that one?
Didn't go that deep, I guess.
It wasn't very far. I thought you liked it. I don't know. We'll have to check and see. But anyway,
Well, here's the thing.
Yeah?
my wife is also an admin on my page. She may have enjoyed
the baby elephant. Oh, maybe
it
was your Martha who was checking it out.
Yes, my Martha may have...
It was Martha.
She masquerades as me sometimes, and I go on there, and I find I've been up to all kinds of interesting things.
Oh, that's fun. That's fun. So I'll tell you about that. And I have it on the schedule to do current events around 10:50 today, but, you know, that often gets pushed depending on what we're doing on the phones and so forth. So we'll get to current events sometime today. And I think that kind of covers all the what we're going to kind of do today. So how about we start the show?
Hey, good idea.
I mean, yeah, we've been on the air, but we don't officially start the show until we honor the saint that has been guiding my work with the animals for about the last 30 years. And that, of course, would be Saint Francis. And, oh, by the way, I didn't get to watch any animal TV last night, but it was okay because there was a very special event at the Ananda temple in Bothell last night, which was a kirtan honoring Saint Francis. And a kirtan is... in a gathering where, you know, we sing and chant and they tell really wonderful stories about St. Francis and we did a flower ceremony and the altar was spectacularly beautiful, set up with, you know, a statue of St. Francis with the animals and all of that. And we got to present flowers and then a meditation and so forth. And, oh, it was just wonderful. It was delightful to be there. So... I'm all St. Francis'd up, so I'm ready to go. You all ready?
All ready.
Okay. So we have a short prayer here for our animal friends and then a little longer one for us humans. We need more help. So this would be the prayer for St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's children. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Ah, okay, we are now official.
All right.
And we can get on with it. So let's see, the little bit of follow-up I just wanted to tell you about the Animal TV. They are now, Animal Planet on Saturday nights is now running the Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet show at 8 p.m., and the rerun, so if you didn't catch him before, it is now my favorite vet show on TV. I mean, he's just an outstanding guy and very versatile and covers all kinds of bases. And the guy serves and gives. And I wish it would, here's another case. If I were in charge of the world, all veterinarians and doctors, for that matter, human doctors, would have Dr. Jeff's attitude and would give away and serve as much as he does and serve in the way that he does, because they don't turn anyone away for money. And they get lots of clients into their practice. And they're in Denver, into their practice that, you know, have been to other vets and they need thousands and thousands of dollars of orthopedic surgery and stuff. They're often homeless people, that sort of thing. Well, he brings them in and they're sincere about caring for their animal friends. He will do the thousands and thousands of dollars of veterinary work for $100. And then he lets them pay it off. Oh, you know, and it's just wonderful to see that the heart that's in this practice, really, really wonderful. And they pretty much, it's kind of like he reminds me of a young Dr. Doug year out, and because he's got long hair and he treats pretty much anything in an animal suit. And anyway, it's a great show. And so that's airing at 8 p.m. on Saturday evenings on Animal Planet these days. All right, let's get to the alert today. And like I said, it's not a recall, but I got a press release from Seattle Animal Shelter, and they sent out a press release to warn everybody, saying, license your pets, because they are stepping up their patrols. Seattle Animal Shelter humane law enforcement officers We used to call them dog. When you grew up, we called them dog catchers, right?
Yeah.
Oh, and did I dig in my scampi? Because when I grew up in the neighborhood I grew up in, earlier there were no leash laws and stuff. So, you know, dogs ran around the neighborhood. My little scampi, it was a poodle, standard poodle, miniature poodle, standard body, miniature legs, and he was very cute. And he'd get his hair cut, you know, and trimmed maybe twice a year, and he'd go all around the neighborhood and show off his little pom-poms and stuff. He was just a cool dog. But he got to recognize a dog catcher truck. And so so he'd be cruising the neighborhood. He'd see the dog catcher truck. He'd go run to somebody's porch and sit on their porch and pretend like he lived there. He was really cute.
Yeah.
He was really cute. So anyway, the now no longer known as dog catchers, they are the humane law enforcement officers, are stepping up patrols in city parks and off-leash areas. So there are going to be law enforcement people all over the place looking for dogs without licenses. So just here's a warning. If you're in Seattle, this is Seattle Animal Shelter. Parks, and in the parks, you got to be on leash. You know, the off-leash parks is where you're legal to be off-leash, but they're looking to enforce all this stuff this month. So take heed.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the event that's happening today, which I'm sure they're not as pleased with the weather and would have appreciated a nice sunnier day, but the Walk for the Animals benefiting Seattle Humane at Green Lake is going on today. Now, it's kind of a little late to get into the walk because I think that no, you still have time. Day of registration booth opened at 9 a.m. this morning, and the walk begins at 10. So you have to get crews to get there pretty fast to join the walk. But they also then have, let's see, the 10 a.m. fun walk around Green Lake. There's shortcuts available. I didn't know. Can you shortcut across the lake these days? I didn't know. I didn't know there were shortcuts. Let's see, 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. vendor booze, adoptable dog parade, and a Seahawks ticket raffle. Don't miss Richard Perman, who will be trash meowing and taking selfies with well-behaved dogs. Who is Richard Perman? I
don't know.
Apparently, we're supposed to recognize that name.
I'm.
And what's not trash meowing? I know what selfies are.
We need to Google something.
Yeah, I have no idea what that is. But anyway, that's happening between 11 and 12 at Green Lake at the Seattle Humane Walk for Your Animals. Okay. All right. And then, just to let you know here, before we take care of our advertisers and sponsors and they get off to the phones, I even have more than one page of the stuff I posted on Facebook this week. So you got to keep up with the Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page, because not only do I post, but Kathy sends me stuff. And when she sends it or puts it up on my personal page, then I put it up on Animal World. So between the two of us, man, we get a lot of the bases covered. But there's some really cool stuff. Oh, the first story that's up there is a rescue of a kitten done by Meow Cat Rescue. And it's such a fabulous story, it's gone viral and national. And it's our local Meow Rescue. Okay.
Oh, all right.
Marilyn Hendrickson, you heard her on our last Shelter Rescue Sanctuary show here on the air. She posted this, and it's now gone viral. It's a great story. Lovely story and video about, you know, Coco the gorilla, who's the really famous gorilla that can speak sign language and communicates, and, you know, blew everybody away with the intelligence of these creatures and all of that. Story about Coco, who had a birthday this week. And years ago, I remember, you know, she raised a couple of kittens and had two cats as her kids for 10 years, and then they passed away. You got to just see the video. They brought her a box full of a litter of kittens, and she got to pick two kittens as her birthday present. And to see this huge gorilla being so loving and gentle, these baby kitties, it's just quite heartwarming. And really cute. And then, you know, a bunch of cute photographs and other videos. Oh, another favorite of mine is a pig, a house pig, and a cat snuggling up. And it's just cute. And the cat purring and the pig snoring. And It's quite lovely. There's a couple of things we put up to sign. Kathy, one of them, and put up a plea to the Department of Defense to stop killing pigs and goats. And I don't know, there's another sign somewhere on the list, but a whole Pottery Barn. This is a petition. I mean, I signed. They are selling, you know, after the Cecil the Lion and the trophy hunting thing, they're selling stuffed trophy heads of lions and other animals for kids at Pottery Barn. It's like, do we really want to be encouraging our kids to want to be trophy hunters? I don't think so. So I got on board with that. Some great elephant stuff, including, so I think my all-time favorite post this week is the baby elephant in the gal's lap, looking like a little dog curled up. It's just very sweet. And there's my second favorite, I think, is the great big huge video of a sunfish and the scuba divers and stuff swimming with this sunfish. It's really, really cool. I posted several of Dr. Becker's talks and educational pieces. One on there's a new vaccine for cancer, about good and bad inflammation, one for small dogs and signs of liver disease, some just really, really good info. So, and of course, and then this is thanks to one of our Animal World listeners, Evelyn, who sends me all of the great golden retriever pictures. So there's some really cool golden retriever pictures up there. So anyway, get to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. And if you haven't already, give us a like while you're there. I really appreciate that. And check out all this good stuff. And we are now going to catch up and take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And then when we get back, Kathy, do we have Rick on the line yet? Kathy? Oh, okay, she's on the phone. But I imagine that it's probably with Rick and Tycho. But at any rate, we're going to take care of advertisers and sponsors, and then we'll get to the phone calls. First up will be Rick and Tycho Basenji, and then the phone lines are open for the rest of the show. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668. Dr. Doug Yearout, holistic veterinarian, has relocated his office. The All Animal Alternative Medicine Clinic is now at 1059 State Avenue, Suite E in Marysville. Dr. Doug has practiced holistic and naturopathic veterinary medicine for 35 years in the Lake Stevens area. He offers animal chiropractic, homeopathy, Western and Eastern herbal medicine, proper nutritional advice, class 4 medical laser therapy, and other energy healing methods. He treats almost everything dressed in an animal suit, including companion animals, dogs and cats, birds, rabbits, reptiles, ferrets, and other strange, rare, and peculiar exotic pets, including wildlife. The All Animal Alternative Medicine Clinic is open by appointment Monday through Friday. Call today, 360-653-8171.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Proud to bring variety to your radio dial. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And speaking of it being a bioenergetic syncretization technique, Sunday with Dr. Nels Rasmussen. You heard Nels' healing ministry during the ad break. And just so you know, if you didn't have a chance to write down the contact information, and if you're too shy to call or can't get through today to get a free remote treatment with Dr. Nels, you need to know that you can check him out at www.nelshealingministry.com. I strongly encourage you to click on the testimonial page and watch some of these videos of, you know, the paralyzed dogs from the waist down. No drugs, no surgery, and 4 to 7 treatments. They're walking again. Not to mention all of the great stuff he does for humans and all kinds of other animals.
And cats.
And you'd work on anything, I think, in an animal suit if you can get your fingers on it. And if you can't, you do it remotely. So at any rate, phone number 425-238-2668. But don't call him now. He's on the air. You can leave a message, but check him out, nelshealingministry.com. I also heard about Dr. Doug Yearout, one of my favorite holistic and homeopathic veterinarians, and he has moved. He's down the street from Dr. Bill now, and it's all animal medical, all animals alternative medicine clinic, and he does treat anything in an animal suit and is the best, the expert on veterinary homeopathy and all the natural alternative stuff. And you can reach him at 360-653-8171. You also heard about Jude and Paul Ponton at Whispering Dragon. They were in the studio last week doing their harmonic energy shifting. You can see them in person in Seattle. They're in the Greenwood area of Seattle. They also work remotely. And speaking of that, our caller after Rick and Tycho is Maggie with her kitty, which having some problems last week. She's already told Kathy that Sammy is much better since his remote treatment with Jude and Paul last week. So then we're going to have Dr. Nels reboot him with all of this stuff, and we hopefully be in great shape. So if you're interested in contacting Jude and Paul Ponton, it's whispering-dragon.com, or you can reach them by phone at 206-706-2836. And by the way, I practice what I preach because Dr. Nels comes to my house once a month, works on me first, and then all the animals, and I see Jude and Paul Ponton in the studio on a regular basis, and then they also, if I can't get in, they do remote work for me. So I think they're fantastic.
You should be vibrating at a very high level.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. You tell me. You're the energy. You're one of the energy guys. So at any rate, it is time to get to the phones. And so we are going to welcome back Rick and Tycho Basinji. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning.
Hey, how are you two doing today?
Well, I'm doing okay. Tycho's getting weaker and weaker, unfortunately.
Yeah,
he hasn't eaten anything, much of anything, since Friday morning. That was pretty much the last time he ate anything over a quarter of a cup of food. He's taken a couple of bites since, but one thing he has decided he likes a lot is bones, you know, raw bones.
Ah, okay.
So I had I gave him one once before, but anyway, I gave him two yesterday, and he chewed them till they're gone. Wow. You know, ate the centers and gave him two this morning. And I didn't get a chance to look at them, but I know he was working on it when I got out there. So.
Well, and that's something, you know, we can half doctor in the process of this, half Dr. Nell's test what foods might appeal to him and better. But now, and just so Dr. Nell's knows, when Darcy, because we got everybody we can get involved in this case, and Dr. Doug Yearout is primary veterinarian. He's consulting with Dr. Bill Burlingame. I'm involved. Darcy's involved. Jude and Paul are now involved. Now you're getting involved.
All right.
And when Darcy looks at this, because Tycho does have the endocrine immune imbalance, the Pleckner syndrome thing, and he went on aggressive Pleckner protocol treatment. But it's only been I think, like 2.5 weeks now on the protocol. And it's really taken a while to really kick in. And when Darcy looks at it, she sees a wave, an up-and-down wave of you know, eating, not eating, all that kind of stuff. And then 3.5 weeks until it stabilizes. Well, we're still a week and a half away from what she sees timing-wise. And our beloved Tycho here is not eating enough to hold the weight he has. And he, you know, he looks like a little skeleton, poor guy. And at any rate, we're hoping that maybe with everything that Jude and Paul have been doing, and with Dr. Doug and Dr. Bill and the treatment, and Rick is doing his best to give foods that he likes or that he'll eat, that maybe we get your energy and doing some stuff. All of us feel that Rick is very much involved with Tycho, the two of these guys, yeah. And they've seen past life stuff and all. I mean, they've seen all kinds of connections between the two of them. So I'm just going to let you now tune in, and who do you work on first, and right. What do you do, and all that sort of thing. So take it away, Dr. Nels.
Okay, so while you were talking, I was checking, yes, who's first, and we do need to work with you, Rick. And what I want you to do is just close your right eye only.
Okay, so this is Rick. Close right eye only.
All right. Now I want you to, I'm testing, doing a little muscle test on my end, and I want to compare that to closing only your left eye now.
Close only your left eye.
Okay, go back to your right eye only closed. Yeah, that's the one. So when I do the test, that one shows up as the weakness in the muscle test. So, so what that means is there's something going on with the way the two parts of the brain, two sides of the brain are communicating.
So
keep your right eye closed, Rick, and we'll see what we need to do with that. All right, so I'm finding the feeling of vulnerable. So somewhere in your life, that was a major major feeling that you had, and it could have been from early childhood. So now I'm going to move on to what's our positive fix for that. And it's harmony. So now, Rick, I want you to focus on the feeling of harmony and keep your right eye closed. And you're going to be looking down and to the right with your right eye closed. And I'm going to be making some contact points on the back of your head. And I want you to do a slow, deep breath in and then hold it for a few seconds. And then slowly breathe out and hold it out a few seconds. And just do that over and over with your right eye closed. You're looking down to the right and you're thinking harmony and the number 7.
Okay, so right eye closed, slow, controlled breathing, look down to the right, and think harmony number 7.
And what I'm doing is I'm feeling for pulses coming in that right now they're very scattered, jerky, it's not even at all. When it starts to synchronize, that's a sign that now the two hemispheres are getting coordinated and communicating properly.
Yep, so keep right eye closed, looking down to the right, slow control breathing, thinking the word harmony and the number 7. And you just keep doing that
Okay, good. I've got good pulses now.
All right, so you can stop.
Open your eye, Rick. And then I'll have you close only your left eye again. Nothing there. So now close only your right eye. And nothing there. So now I'm going to see what else, if we need to do anything more for you. Okay, no, not right now. So we're going to move on, and we're going to take a look at Tycho.
Okay.
and see what we need to do there. Okay, so we do need to do a reset on him, reset the fight or flight system.
Okay.
And so I'll be contacting some points on the right side of his neck, kind of up high, just a little bit below his skull. It's a little variation on what I would call the standard reset. And then the other one is low, just a little bit above the hips. So I'll be holding on here, and it'll probably take a minute or two for this to come in. So while I focus, you can chat away.
Yeah, so interesting. We often see immediate and dramatic changes with animals with this. And when something comes through for you folks, remember that controlled breathing, we usually call it controlled breathing, and that's breathe in for a few counts, hold for a few counts, breathe out for a few counts, hold for a few counts. That's what Dr. Nails will be telling you to do if he's working on you human animals. And the reset really makes a huge difference. Once he's reset and Dr. Nails has done what he feels he needs to do with this treatment, Rick, I'm going to have him take a look at you know, the foods that work for him and what might work. Because with the fact that he's really liking those raw bones, I mean, a raw meaty bone diet is really great. You can actually purchase, Rick, at most good pet stores, raw meaty bone grinds. Like they may out Sam's and Monroe. Natural Pet Pantry makes them. So any store that has Natural Pet Pantry in their freezers, they make a chicken neck grind, a duck neck grind, a rabbit grind. And so I'm going to have eventually Dr. Nell's check to see if maybe some raw food. I don't know. Have you ever tried raw food with Tyco, Rick?
No, but I bought some this morning by way home.
So. Oh, okay. All right. So Dr. Nails, it looks like you finished that reset. So
side, and actually what came up is, okay, I've got some energetic connection going, but we need to involve the tactile centers of the brain. And so, Rick, have you got him right there with you, got Tyco with you? Okay.
Yeah.
So what I want you to do is you're going to use either the middle finger of your right hand or the pointer finger of your left hand. So just keep that in mind. When I tell you, I want you to touch the upper neck of Tyco just a little bit below his skull, about 2 inches and a little, probably about an inch and a half out from the center of the spine over to the right side of his neck. And I want you to touch that with one of those fingers.
Either the middle finger of the right hand or the pointer finger of the left hand,
right,
depending on how Tycho's positioned with you.
Right, because the other hand is going to go down lower to his lower spine.
On the right side as
on
well.
On the right side. And what you're going to do with... have you found that top point with a finger, Rick?
Yes, I'm at my pointer finger of my left hand on his neck, about an inch from the spine and about an inch below his skull. He's twisting around quite a bit.
Okay.
But he's still laying down.
Okay. And then the other one, you're going to go down to where, and because he's so skinny, you'll have no trouble finding it, where his rib cage ends, the last rib near the spine, and then you're going to drop down 2 more inches from there.
With what? My right hand, which finger?
Yeah. Well, middle finger.
Well, the other hand that's not on the neck.
Yeah. So
okay,
if it's your right hand, the middle finger, and you will then move out about an inch from the spine once you're 2 inches down below the ribs, and you're going to rest a finger there. And you don't have to push or anything. You're just going to touch it. And
okay,
we'll hold on again until I get good pulses again, and that way we'll know that the tactile information is also involved here.
Yeah, no, this is kind of, you know, this is outside of the square stuff, folks. But now Dr. Nails has got his fingers in position remotely on Tycho, and Rick is doing it physically. And so somehow you're connecting through him and with him.
That's the way I see it, is I'm basically operating through his fingers.
Cool.
And I'm getting good, strong pulsing going now.
Excellent.
So the brain has got that tactile information, which will help with some more of the reset procedure. You get a little bit more through the tactile. It's, you know, having me in person is a little better than having me over the phone.
Okay.
So, and this is close.
But then having you over the phone and the human putting their fingers on the animal at the same time
right.
is better than you just doing it without that.
Right.
I get you.
Right.
Okay.
So now what I'm going to do is check, and yes, we should reverse that. So, Rick, what we need to do is put our fingers in the same places, just on the opposite side of the spine.
On the left side.
Yeah.
So okay. whatever's...
I got to get him to move.
Okay.
I can do it.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, we're going to take as much time as we need, Rick, so there's no hurry here. At some point, okay. we'll have to take care of advertisers and sponsors again before the top of the hour. But
okay.
But this time is for you, and I know you don't have anything else to do, this is our commitment to you, so we'll just stay with it. So,
okay, I'm there.
Left All side, right. and so whichever... hand goes first, you're using the middle finger of your right hand and the pointer finger of your left hand.
That's correct.
And okay. one's on the left side of the neck, and one's on the left side just below the spine.
Two inches below the rib cage.
Below the rib cage.
Right.
Yep,
right.
I've got it.
Okay,
yep.
Good. So we're holding on again here, and right now the pulses are very disjointed. They're just kind of like bouncing back and forth between my fingers.
Well, that's actually a good sign,
well,
because
yeah.
when you get them going again, that means there should be improvement. Right,
right. It's a sign that there's definitely, you know, a problem with the way that the body has been operating to this point.
Yeah, excellent.
So now they're starting to come into synchronization and slowing down. And for those of you who wonder what that seems like, it's going now. It's slowing to what I consider the perfect resonance, and it's boom, 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 just like that. All right, so it's about 1 a second.
Now, would it be equivalent when you say it's a kind of erratic and not? Would that be like an irregular heartbeat or an arrhythmia
like
or something?
Right.
That's what it feels like to you,
right?
And then it goes back to like a normal sinus rhythm,
right?
Okay.
Exactly.
But you feel it as the pulse.
As the pulse. And it's an electromagnetic kind of a pulse, a bioenergetic pulse.
Right.
All right. So we've got that going on. You just go ahead and keep your contacts there, Rick, while I look to see if what else might need to happen here. Okay. All right. So we're going to work also with him. He needs a feeling, and that feeling is good. And I find this a lot with animals,
mm-hmm.
and because they want to know that they're good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we need to help them sometimes get that into their unconscious brain, because in our training we're often saying no, bad dog. And so we need to be working more with
or
the
if
good
he experiences his humans worrying about him and doing all the stuff
right.
that we're doing, you know, they sometimes think it's their fault, and so we want him to feel good.
All right.
So
what we're going to do, Rick, is working on, we're going to touch the right side of his head, and if you feel around on his head, there's kind of a little hollow or depression, which is in front of his ear and behind his eye. There's a little dip there on the skull. Can you find that with one of your fingers?
Sure.
Okay, and that's on the right side that we want to start with.
I've got it.
Okay, and then we're also going to touch kind of in his right armpit, you might say, on the front, just underneath the front leg there on the rib cage. And if you feel around under there, you might find something that for some reason attracts your finger to want to rest there. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Just do that. And then we're going to hold on to those two points. And you could call it a head point and a heart point at this is what we're doing. And we're going to incorporate the feeling of good. So we're just going to think or even say good. You know, say good dog, Tycho, and... You know, so he gets it.
Tycho is a good dog.
Yeah.
Tycho is a good dog. He is good. He is good.
And I'm getting some pulses starting to come
Tycho
in here.
Is a good
so
dog.
Good
Tycho is
a
good dog.
Tycho, you're real good.
Tycho is a good dog. Tycho is a good dog.
Okay, all right. Now I've got some good serious pulsing going on in both fingers. So that connection has been made. And again, we're going to reverse it or mirror that on the other side, on his head, and then down in his left armpit, you might say, over on the rib cage. Find something that your finger's attracted to rest on. And we'll just hold on to that, and we'll continue with the thought that Tycho is a good dog. And the pulses are pretty erratic at the moment. Okay, they're starting to come into synchronization. And slowing down. Good dog, Tycho.
Tycho is a good dog. Tycho
All right,
is
and
a good
now
dog.
I'm getting good, strong pulses again. And I'll see what else we need to do. Okay, so what we're going to do next is we're going to leave your finger right where it is on the head, and then move your other finger down to his abdomen. And if you feel around, you go down to kind of on his abdomen, just a little below, probably, 2 inches below the rib cage on his abdomen on the left side, where I'm assuming your finger is on the left side of his head.
Yep.
Then we'll go down to the abdomen and just hold on there. Again, we're going to incorporate the feeling of good, and we're going to maintain those contacts until we get some good pulsing going on.
You know, and it's occurring to me, since this show will be archived on our website, that would it be beneficial for, once that shows up, for Rick to bring up the first hour of this show archived and go through this process with you again?
Could he do this over and over again? Yeah,
cool.
You know, you can't hurt a thing by doing this.
And so we could do this every day.
You could do that as often as you wanted, and it's not a bad idea, especially that basic reset part we started with.
Yeah.
But these other contact points, you know, they'll be valuable too. So
super.
Anything that we're doing today, you could repeat anytime, and the feeling of good, and, you know, seeing him as a whole happy dog, positive visualization. Okay, I'm getting really good, strong pulsing going here now. So I'll see if there's anything else we need to do. Okay, I get nothing else there. I'm going to check back in with you again, Rick, and see if there's anything more. Okay, I'm getting something from you, too, that's more physical connections. Okay. Oh, it's kind of cool. I'm getting all goosebumpy. So I know we're onto something special here. This is something I've never actually. These are new.
Well, this is a very unusual case.
Yeah.
You know, we got everybody but the kitchen sink involved here.
Okay. And so what I'll be doing, Rick, is essentially, I'm going to be touching about the same two points that you were just doing on Tycho. In fact, you can keep doing them if you want. If you haven't quit, you can just keep going. I'm going to be now touching those on your head and your abdomen.
Okay, now I'm wondering, Rick may be able to need to be doing eyes closed and words and numbers and that sort of thing.
No,
but
no,
he's okay with that. Is this an appropriate time for us? We got to get a couple of ads in here before the top of the hour. Could we do that? Could you continue what you're doing?
I will
do
that.
So, Rick, you and Tycho, stay in the position. Stay where you are. You're going to go on hold. We're going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors, because without them, we can't do this. Then we'll come back and see where we are at and do some of this food checking and so forth.
All right.
Okay? All right, everybody stay right where you are, and everybody be thinking, Tycho is a good dog. Tycho is a good dog. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural foods, even if you home cook for your animal friends, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why Designing Health created Missing Link. Now, they start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food. Add in the Missing Link, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there are lots of different formulas. There are three formulas for dogs, one that focuses on skin and coat, the other on hips and joints. The other is the new senior formula with green New Zealand green muscle, and there is a cat formula, there is a bird formula, and there is a poultry city chicken formula. And there's also the wellness blend, which is vegetarian. You can feed to both dogs and cats and other house critters. There's also a horse formula. And I want you to ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies, or go directly to Designing Health. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative to what? Alternative to everything else out there on the radio. Alternative Talk 1150 AM.
Well, that would certainly be the case when it comes to Animal World, wouldn't it? This is Martha Norwalk, and it's a bioenergetic synchronization technique day with Dr. Nils Rasmussen in the house. We got Rick and Tycho on the phone, and Dr. Nils has been doing remote stuff all during that break. So catch us up on where we are here.
Okay, so Rick, if you're still holding on to Tycho, you can relax. And so while we were at the break, after I finished balancing your energy in a similar manner to what I did with Tycho, then I checked for a feeling and found that a good positive feeling vibration for you to have as sort of a mantra that you carry with you is the thought, I trust. And if you touch yourself...
Say that again?
I trust.
I trust.
Trust, okay.
Right. So if you touch yourself right over your heart, or hold a hand over there, or both hands over there, and just think, I trust, and do some of that controlled breathing from time to time, that will calm your system, and Tycho will feel that calming effect. So it'll be beneficial for him as well.
That can be good. So when I do the controlled breathing, I like count, you know, in 1, 2, 3, 4, hold 2, 3, 4, out 2, 3, 4, hold 2, 3, 4.
Or, so that's, or you could do with the words, you can just simply do, I trust, and then a moment, and then I trust, and then change your
that's
breathing.
Even better, yeah.
So you can kind of
once you get the
that.
Rhythm going, replace the counting with the I trust sort of thing. Excellent.
Right. And so
hands over heart and I trust.
Right. And then I checked on the nutrition, and what I found is raw food is excellent, and basically if it's something that he likes. I was checking the different types, and it didn't seem to matter a whole lot which type of raw food, you know, whether it was beef, chicken, lamb, turkey, duck, that wasn't near as important. And that's, you know, makes sense when you think about it. I mean, he's hungry. He needs stuff. So
just thinking. And now Kathy had a suggestion too, Rick. She typed up here that you could stuff raw food into the center of those bones.
Good idea. Okay.
Yeah, so that he'd get more that way. And I just thinking what's occurring to me at my house now, I feed the Natural Pet Pantry raw foods all to my cats, and they get the turkey. And the chicken. The chicken has more fat, but they like the turkey better. Robbie gets a raw, meaty bone grind. Like right now he gets turkey necks with his ground-up turkey necks. But if he gets a chance to eat any of the cat food, the Natural Pet Pantry raw cat food, he loves it. And he loves it so much, then the next meal he says, I don't want mine, I want theirs. And you know, I told you in the beginning, Rick, that to me, Basenjis have already always felt more cat-like than dog-like. So that, I don't know, a raw meaty bone grind for him raw, or a more complete... raw, does it? Do you get strong on either?
I get good on all of it. Yeah.
Okay. He's also, sometimes he does eggs, scrambled eggs. He was liking pita bread a little bit. He's been doing some chicken, some steak, that sort of thing. But raw feels better than cooked for him, right?
Yes,
now?
Raw does feel better. I think it's because of the energy level, considering the small amounts that he's taking in right now, and that's likely to continue.
All right.
For a while.
Okay, we've got to take a break now to close out this hour. But, Rick, I want you and Tycho to hold on. And while we close up and fire up the next hour, I want you to be thinking about, what do you have any questions you want to ask Dr. Nels? Medications or dosages or what's important, what isn't, that sort of thing. And then we come back, we'll see whatever else we need to cover the bases before we go on to our other calls, okay?
Sounds great.
Okay. Here.
All right, so everybody stay right where you are. Tycho is a good dog. Tycho is a good dog. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.